A breakthrough in fertility science has provided a ray of hope for the near-extinct northern white rhinoceros, of which only two remain on Earth. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Scientists have achieved a historic milestone by orchestrating the world's first successful in vitro fertilization, IVF, pregnancy in a rhinoceros, involving the transfer of a laboratory-created embryo into a surrogate mother. While this groundbreaking procedure was conducted using southern white rhinos, a closely related subspecies, researchers are now gearing up to replicate this feat with northern white rhino embryos. Suzanne Holtz, a scientist at the Leibniz Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research in Germany, expressed optimism about the prospects of saving the species, stating, "To achieve the first successful embryo transfer in a rhino is a huge step. But now I think with this achievement, we are very confident that we will be able to create northern white rhinos in the same manner and that we will be able to save the species." The northern white rhino, once widespread across Central Africa, fell victim to rampant illegal poaching driven by the demand for rhino horn, leading to its current perilous status. With only two remaining individuals, both females, efforts to revive the species have become increasingly urgent. The BioRescue Project, an international initiative dedicated to this cause, has embarked on a bold mission to utilize cutting-edge fertility science to reverse the species decline. Initially focusing on the more populous southern white rhinos, the project has encountered and surmounted numerous challenges in its quest to perfect the IVF process for rhinos. This journey has involved overcoming logistical hurdles, such as egg retrieval from these massive animals, as well as navigating the delicate intricacies of creating and implanting rhino embryos. While the project has encountered setbacks, such as the tragic death of a surrogate mother during a successful pregnancy, the overall progress has been promising. The successful creation of rhino embryos in the laboratory has paved the way for the next crucial step, implanting northern white rhino embryos into surrogate southern white rhinos. This endeavor, if successful, will mark a pivotal moment in the fight to save the species from extinction. Despite the daunting challenges ahead, the BioRescue team remains resolute in its mission. Professor Thomas Hildebrandt, the project's lead, expressed confidence in the prospects of success, stating, "I think the situation for the northern white rhino is quite privileged for the embryo transfer because we have a closely related recipient, so their internal map is nearly the same. As the project strives to bring a northern white rhino calf into the world, it is acutely aware of the need to preserve the species' genetic diversity for long-term viability." Concurrently, the team is exploring the frontier of stem cell research to potentially produce rhino sperm and eggs, further expanding the scope of their conservation efforts. While some may question the allocation of resources to a seemingly lost cause, proponents of the project emphasize the human role in the species' decline and the moral imperative to rectify this. They argue that the responsibility lies with humanity to utilize every available tool to save the northern white rhino from extinction. As the BioRescue Project marches forward, the fate of the northern white rhino hangs in the balance. Yet, amidst the uncertainty, there is an unwavering commitment to exhaust every avenue in the quest to nurture, protect, and ultimately recover this critical species. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.